Freedom of the Press advocates and Senegalese journalists reacted sharply to statements made by Mr. Wade at a conference in the United States. In Dakar, members of the local media expressed concern that appearances like this one in Chicago, during which Mr. Wade spoke about freedom of the press, among other issues, divert attention away from a crackdown on press freedom in Senegal. Alison Samba Diop, news director for RFM Radio in Dakar, says while Mr. Wade travels abroad to speak on freedom of the press, his record on the issue in his own country needs improvement.
Tout ça, ça entre dans le climat de détérioration de liberté de presse au Sénégal parce que nous pensons que lui forme Senghor.
Diop says there has been a regression in press freedom during Mr. Wade's presidency, which began in 2000. He says Mr. Wade has set up his own state-run radio and newspaper, content for which is created by state information agencies and not real journalists. Mr. Wade spoke in Chicago in an address to the Unity 08 conference, a gathering bringing together minority journalists. The president's appearance was marred by an incident in which a man, identified as an exiled Senegalese journalist, interrupted his address. Jupp says opponents who spoke out against Wade at the conference were attacked by Mr. Wade's supporters and then carried away by police.
Oui, mais le président est parti aux États-Unis par la liberté de la presse. Un journaliste l'a interpellé dans la salle parce que les États-Unis sont pris.
Jupp says the president's contempt for the press is evident in that he takes only government-employed press along with him on trips. That may be an indication that Mr. Wade's relations with the press, which were once excellent, have deteriorated, says Africa Program Coordinator for New York-based Freedom of the Press Watchdog, Committee to Protect Journalists, Tom Rhodes. He says Mr. Wade's record on freedom of the press could be improved.
He is looked at as a leader in democracy, and yet his press freedom record really isn't up to snuff compared to what you'd expect. In fact, I would say press freedom conditions have deteriorated under his administration.
Rhodes says in the last year, five journalists have been physically assaulted by government police, and three have received suspended prison sentences. He says Wade has failed, thus far, to follow through on promises to decriminalize Senegal's libel laws, which Rhodes calls the greatest obstacle to press freedom in Africa. In a statement released by Senegal's Ministry of Information, Mr. Wade said he is, in his own words, a man of the press. He said despite his problems with certain journalists, he has done a great deal during his presidency to help advance the cause of Senegalese media. Mr. Wade says the press in Senegal is free, as demonstrated by a recent national strike staged by the media. Mr. Wade says since taking power, he has more than quadrupled government aid to the press and supported programs to develop young journalists into professionals. Brent Latham for VOA News, Dakar.